Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. In our world and culture today, it seems the standard answer to the question, how are you, is no longer good thank you, but crazy busy. This week during our online series, Women of the Bible 2, I was confronted with a few questions. Where do people find us when they are looking for us? What is our top priority? Are we so busy working and serving, and in many instances, doing what is right and what we were called for, that we don't have time to love, honor, worship, and learn from our Lord? Our scripture this week comes from Luke 10, verses 38 and 39. Now while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. Let us be determined this week to position ourselves at the feet of Jesus to learn more from him. This is an intentional decision, and it's about setting aside time to read our Bibles, to learn more about God and his promises for us, time to pray, speaking to our Father, being in union with him, and listening for his voice. Time to love and honor our Lord for his abundant goodness and blessings. Time to be still and focus on him. Time to be filled and satisfied with God's great love. Time to let the Holy Spirit lead us, teach us, and make things plain to us. And time to experience the presence of the one who is our first love and the foremost priority of our lives. Let's never compromise our love and devotion to God, not even for good deeds. Life is in Jesus. It is only at his feet, spending time in his presence and having a close, intimate relationship with him, that we will find the true source of life. In finding him, we realize that nothing else matters, because in Jesus, we lack nothing. He fills us with an abundance of life-giving energy, hope, peace, and love forever. And let's deliberately choose the best position to be in, like Mary in Luke 10, verse 42. Let's sit down attentively before our Lord and Savior, absorbing his every word and action, learning from him, seeking his guidance and direction for our lives, and letting him fill us with life. Let us pray together. Lord, you are our safe place of strength, health, wholeness, blessing, favor, joy, grace, mercy, protection, care, love, peace, confidence, and vitality. You are our source of life and hope. In and through you, we find ourselves. We find our true calling and the abundant life you promised us. May we stay in our position at your feet, soaking up your revelation words of life. Teach us, Jesus, to live in single-minded pursuit of you, loving, honoring, and worshiping you in all we do. Forever, amen. Have the most wonderful week.